have a big old butt.
Well, now, can you think of some other kinds of fences?
Well, they used to have, most was barbed wire fencing. Well, around here, and now they used to cross to, like, hog pen. They could have built it in the, well, if I was sure, just put power on top of each other, run this angle, put this up
tight.
Oh,
the tie. I know what you're talking about. So they do like that.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now they build some fence like that.
And now, what do you call those?
I don't know, but they got it. I forgot the name what to call it. Now, we call it the hog pen.
Would you call it a hog pen fence?
Well,
or did it have a special name?
It's a bit of a hog pen type, see. So you have to be a hog pen fence.
Well, now, did that have any posts going straight up and down?
No,
or were
posts,
they all like
no
that?
Posts at all.
Uh-huh.
It tied one stuff together. You got to chop a notch in it. The way to hit on that, you got a notch in it, you know.
Uh-huh.
And the next one, going that way, you got a notch in it.
Okay.
He went out with the axe. And it ties the fence together.
Okay. Now, can you think of any other kinds?
Well, I don't believe they're using the kind of fence.
What about fences around people's houses or around the garden?
Well, the chicken wire is the only old fence used like that. A hog wire, the regular old hog wire.
Well, did people on St. Simon's ever use, let's see, they're little slats like that, and sometimes they're pointed up at the top around the houses, you know, just sort of decorative.
Some of them make gates of that around.
Uh-huh.
Make a gate of that.
Well, does that have a particular name, that kind of construction?
No. A picket fence, we all call it a picket fence.
Okay. And does it have a point on the top?
The point, yes. Okay. Have a point. There's a picket fence.
Okay. Let's see, if too many people are spending the night at somebody's house, what do you call a bed that's made up on the floor?
Because it is. You know, mattress. We didn't call it any particular name. We just say, well, we call it a floor bed. You're sleeping on the floor.
Okay. What do you call low ground in a river valley where people plant some crops, corn or stuff like that?
Pond.
Okay. Will you name several different kinds of roads depending on what they're made out of?
Roads. Well, back in those times it was shell roads. We didn't have anything but shells.
Mm-hmm.
And dirt road.
Okay. Well, now, what do you call these modern roads, like this one out here?
Asphalt.
Okay. And let's see now. Does an asphalt road always have a dog-colored surface like this?
Asphalt does.
Uh-huh. Okay. And what do you call a paved road that has a light-colored surface?
I think they don't make... They don't tie in with the asphalt, but there's some other stuff. I don't know what you call that stuff, but unless they lighten it, they could lighten it, but I don't know if there's any asphalt in it, and it could be. But it's something to get it hard, but I don't know whether it's made up out of cement.
Mm-hmm.
I know some are made out of cement.
Okay. What do you call a ditch by the side of a graded road? You know, where they
shoulder.
Well, where they dig out the fill for the road.
Oh, a drainage.
Okay.